you work in drug discovery biology. How has your work been affected over the last few months with COVID?
It's been substantially impacted. The laboratory I work in, we work on metabolic disease and cancer. So essential work is going on at the moment. However, those diseases aren't considered essential in the face of COVID-19. So we've been out of the labs for about a month now, working from home. And then we're starting to believe that we'll be going back in soon, but then it will still be impacted because we'll have about half staff on and half staff off due to spacing regulations. I don't know if anyone's been in a lab, but trying to get people to stay 1.5 metres apart when you've got to use things that are communal might be a bit hard, but that's what we're going to have in place to try and keep the safety of our scientists and researchers.
And how's it been trying to do this kind of research at home while you've still got 2-3-year-olds that have to be at home as well?
I'm one of the lucky ones. We've been sending ours to daycare. Look, it's been a blessing, but it's still in the evenings. It's difficult, but I have to have hats off to all the parents out there that have kids at home during this time. Basically, if it was mine that I had at home, I wouldn't be getting anything done. So I would have had to take and leave because they just destroy things if you leave them alone for 5 minutes.
So how have you found that the skills needed in your line of work have kind of intertwined with those of being a mother?
Well, being a mother, you're a nurturing sort of person and very protective. You're adaptable as well to situations. You never know what's going to happen with kids. And I find that that's kind of similar to being in the lab because you've got experiments that you're nurturing and you might have cells that you're growing, so you really want them to grow so you can use them. You've got projects that you're following all the way along. And then you've also got students and colleagues. And sometimes it is like babysitting 3-year-olds in the lab as well. But you sort of want to nurture those people. And if you find a colleague that's having a down day, you want to nurture them or be protective of them and mentor them a bit to try and get things working. It's all a team and sort of lots of cogs in the system, and when we work together, that's when we get the best outcomes.
Yeah, right. I'm sure your colleagues will be pleased to hear that sometimes they're like 3-year-olds.
There's a lot of jokes about those sort of things and what each sort of role, like from professors down to the research assistants, how they perceive every other scientist in between. So there are a lot of jokes about that.
And now I wanted to know, I mean, women in science, that's a big thing that's going around at the moment, trying to get a little bit more, visibility, I guess, and more recognition. How have you kind of found personally, the expectation be different for women in science than men?
I guess the pressure is still on to do the same amount of work. Despite, obviously, when you're a mother, your motherhood is sort of after you've walked out the door. It's never sort of in people's faces as you're working during the day unless you bring your children in. So a lot of it's sort of behind the scenes and people don't necessarily associate that to you unless they've seen you with kids. I think at Monash, we've got a very supportive network and a lot of mothers there that are taking on higher positions, which normally there isn't as many higher professional female staff due to family arrangements. So we're trying to create a supportive environment and we're trying to promote each other's research and sort of support each other through Her Research Matters, which is a new system where we're trying to advertise female researchers and their successes that we have at the Monash campus there.
And so, as we mentioned before, you've got 3-year-old twins who I got the pleasure of meeting off air, actually, accidentally. I mean, that in itself is a full-time job. How are you guys celebrating Mother's Day? Have you got any science experiments lined up?
Oh, we don't have any science experiments. We have recently grown some crystals, which worked out far better than I expected. But I think the science will probably happen in the kitchen because we do like to make pancakes and biscuits and things. So obviously there'll be lots of things being thrown into bowls and cooked for the morning, I'm guessing. And then if the weather's nice down here, I know it's usually nice in Sydney, but Melbourne not so much, hopefully we can go for a family walk together and just get out in the sunshine.
Oh, that's the way to do it at the moment, isn't it? Hey, Sarah, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me this morning.
Thank you so much, Alex.